Kent Online News.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.
Lucy Hickmott.
It's Wednesday, the 12th of June. Coming up, company creates sweets containing CBD for children.
The CBD is separate to THC, which is a psychoactive ingredient, because a lot of people go, oh, you're selling marijuana. And it's like, no, it's not marijuana.
But drugs policy expert has concerns.
We don't yet know what the harms or benefits of CBD might be, especially to children. So I think it's irresponsible to make claims that it has medical benefits for anyone.
And MP welcomes huge investment in shopping centre.
£11 million is a lot of money. And I think everyone in Tunbridge Wells will look forward to this refresh.
Kent Online News.
First today, two Kent teenagers have died in a car crash in Bolivia. Ishmael has the details.
19-year-old Freddie McLennan and George Atkins, both from Cranbrook, died along with the driver in the south of the country on Sunday. Another young man, who's also from the town, was injured in the crash and remains in hospital. Police say their vehicle was speeding when it flipped over on the world's largest salt flat, which is a popular tourist attraction. One of the teenager's parents has paid tribute, describing their son as an exceptional young man who brought them joy and love. The Foreign Office say they're supporting the families and are in close contact with the Bolivian authorities.
A Sitting Bull man's been found guilty of attempted murder after stabbing his friend 26 times. John Brazil attacked the victim after a night out on Remembrance Day last November. The 22-year-old from Barrow Grove is due to be sentenced in August. It's a topic that's been dividing opinion since it started to make headlines in recent years. Now, a Kent company is going to start selling sweets containing a substance extracted from cannabis plants. You've probably heard of CBD because it's what some parents of children with severe epilepsy have been campaigning for to reduce their seizures. Now, the two men who own and run the shop Sweet Soul in Herne Bay say they're planning to move to Whitstable next year and supply their products containing the substance to other shops in the county. One of them, Chris Searle, told us what inspired them to do it.
A lot of customers were coming in asking for vegan sweets, plant-based sweets, sweets that calmed them down. It was just took on a completely different projection. So now we've started up a company called CBD Doctor Club. The next part of the year, we're going to be promoting the product to areas of Kent especially. And then next year, about around March or April, we are going to open something called the Sweet Centre, which will have the Sweet Soul inside, a cafe, and a second floor for parties in kind of like a play zone approach. And we will have the CBD sweets available in the centre as well. We've been researching it for 3 or 4 months now with a wholesaler we found who we absolutely love. And we've been testing them. We've been researching a lot. We've been talking to parents with autistic children, children suffering with ADD, looking at all the research, getting the right licenses. And we've got our first few products, including strawberry gummies for kids. And a big part of it is making sure that we've got all the right legalities and the right factual stuff. So we're going to be having inside the Sweet Centre, we're also going to have a little place where people can learn about CBD, and it's not the psychoactive element. You know, there's a few different elements in marijuana, and there's THC and CBD, and the CBD helps you with psoriasis, actually clears up psoriasis, fights cancer cells, cures insomnia. There are places now, there's a company called Cannabilis in London where they give you a CBD patch when you're exercising, and it reduces inflammation and things like that. So we want to be able to provide a community centre that also helps the parents actually when they leave the centre. It helps them deal with things like that, and also dementia and things like that. It is good to have CBD with THC in it, because a lot of the times, say for instance, if someone is suffering with PTSD, CBD is great for healing and great for calming anxiety down, but THC is also very good for improving depression and making someone maybe want to eat again if they have anorexia. So there's lots of pluses to it, but right now it's only legal to sell CBD with 0.5% of THC, and our products have less than that. They have 0.25% of THC and the rest of it is CBD. So you won't get any psychoactive reactions, you'll just get all of the benefits of CBD. People think of it as a grey area, but I think they think of it as a grey area at the moment because it's new, like everything. It could be completely proven, but when something comes out as new, everyone's going to be sceptical because a lot of people, some people don't look up evidence, they just ask. But we've been researching it for ages now, and we know what happens. We've been providing CBD to cancer patients who are now almost out of pain and things like that. So you just have to really look up the facts. What we're going to do as a company is we're not going to just be selling these sweets and just let people come in and figure out themselves. We're going to actually have a part of the center where people can actually learn about the CBD product, and that they know that the CBD is separate to THC, which is a psychoactive ingredient, because a lot of people go, oh, you're selling marijuana. And it's like, no, it's not marijuana. It's a chemical element inside which has been proven to heal cancer cells, to fight psoriasis, to insomnia, lessen epileptic seizures and things like that. And we know that we don't want to be a sweet shop anymore that just sells the sweets that are just bad. I mean, you know, you've got things like toxic waste and stuff like that, terrible sweets. But we want to do something that's very similar to Jamie Oliver's school dinners. I actually worked with the innovation company that helped him do that, called What If Innovation Company in London. And we want to do a similar thing. Like, we want to get in touch with either James Martin or Heston Blumenthal and say, look, we want to create all these sweets that people love, but we want them completely plant-based. We want them vegan. We want certain ones with CBD, so people know that when they take their kids to this center, it's not going to make them go crazy. And if they're dealing with certain things like ADD or trauma, then we can actually help calm them down and, you know, just help support the community. So everywhere that we move a sweet centre into, we will be at the benefit of the community.
But some are concerned about the idea, including Professor Alex Stevens, who's a drugs policy expert at the Uni of Kent.
We don't yet know what the harms or benefits of CBD might be, especially to children. So I think it's irresponsible to make claims that it has medical benefits for anyone, including children. The sale of CBD in the UK is a legal grey area. It's not banned under the Misuse of Drugs Act, but it might be banned under the Psychoactive Substances Act. The Psychoactive Substances Act bans the sale of psychoactive substances defined as anything that has an effect on altering mood or brain function. Now, CBD doesn't get you high, but there is some evidence that it might reduce people's anxiety, which would fit the definition of the Act. Now, the Act only applies to products that aren't exempted, like alcohol, caffeine, tobacco and food, and the grey area arises because it's not certain under law whether CBD counts as a food or not. Children in general are more vulnerable to the effects of any drug and any psychoactive substance. There needs to be a lot more investment in the research to prove these effects before we start making claims of medical benefit from CBD products. I wouldn't think this is the right way to go around getting CBD. CBD is available from health food shops. You don't have to get it in sweets. I don't think it's responsible to put it in products that would be specifically attractive to children. My advice would be to talk to their doctor before they decide to buy any CBD product.
You can let us know what you think by voting in our poll in the story online.
Kent Online reports.
A Gravesend man's been found guilty of his involvement in an organised crime network supplying Class A drugs and laundering millions of pounds in illicit profits. A court heard Sukhjinder Pooni was the right-hand man of the network, which used encrypted smartphones to direct the group's activity as they trafficked millions of pounds worth of drugs across England. The 34-year-old from Cutmore Street is due to be sentenced next month. Four people have gone on trial accused of people trafficking and modern slavery after police raided a house in Dover. A court heard how officers searched a property in Dryden Road last month and found 12 Czech men living in squalor and allegedly being forced to work as labourers. The four family members deny the charges against them. An online fundraising page set up after an exchange student was attacked in Canterbury has raised well over the £5,000 target. The 17-year-old victim, who's from Germany, is in a critical condition in hospital after it happened in Whitefriars Street last Thursday night. So far, more than £8,000 has been donated to help him and his family, with any leftover going to the air ambulance. A march is taking place through the city this evening to show support for the victim.
Kent Online News.
The business secretary has welcomed a multi-million pound investment into one of Kent's busiest shopping centres. Renovation work at Royal Victoria Place in Tunbridge Wells will get underway in the autumn and will include upgrading the flooring, fitting new seating and pieces of art. It should be finished by next summer. Harry's been chatting to Greg Clark, who's also the town's MP.
I think it's good news. The Royal Victoria Place is at the centre of the top of the town of Tunbridge Wells. A lot of people use it for shopping and eating and relaxing. It's been showing its age. It was state-of-the-art in its time when it was opened by Princess Diana, but it needs investment. And so £11 million is a lot of money, and I think everyone in Tunbridge Wells will look forward to this refresh.
It's a lot of money. It's a real show of faith as well in a time that's difficult for the retail sector at the moment. How do you think this will help and potentially have a knock-on effect in helping improve things in the town centre in general as well?
Well, the Royal Victoria Place has been something that has drawn people into the town. You've got stores like Fenwick, for example, and you've got places to have coffee and smaller shops as well. And so it's something that makes it more attractive, something that causes people to come in. I hope they'll go on and explore some of the other delights of the town. One of the interesting developments is that there's going to be a food market that is going to be part of the attraction. People can eat freshly prepared food in an informal style. That might get people to come into the town centre and spend a bit longer, which is great.
And of course, I guess that's one of the key things that retailers have to do at the moment, is kind of diversify to deal with the issues in the sector at the moment.
Well, that's exactly right. So the obviously, as more people buy goods online, and you know, most of us do that, then the town centres and high streets need to reinvent themselves, and they're becoming places where people come not just to go into a store, you know, pick up some boxes and take them out again. The places that people want to come and linger, they might want to browse, they might want to have a cup of coffee, they might want to have something to eat, and that is the direction that successful town centres are going, and it's great that that is being done here in Tunbridge Wells.
And in the context of Tunbridge Wells as a whole, we're seeing plenty of development either being planned or currently underway. You know, you think of the Calverley Square and also this new proposal that we're hearing for that Henley with the 7 car dealerships out in Pembury. Plenty of job opportunities, but also need to get that balance right with dealing with residents who are particularly opposed to the Calverley Square one, but also the one in Pembury too.
Well, that's right. So obviously any planning application, any development needs to be done sensitively, and it needs to engage the local community. It's a positive thing that there is so much interest in investing in Tunbridge Wells, and you see right across the town centre and beyond a lot of, you know, good proposals being made. But one of the difficult jobs that the council has to do is to weigh in the balance, you know, the effect on traffic, for example, the effect on the environment, as well as the look and feel of buildings. That's not an easy job. I speak as someone that in government was the planning minister and had to make some national determinations. But I think it helps that it will be scrutinised. All these proposals are scrutinised by local elected representatives, but one way or another, we know that people are investing in Tunbridge Wells.
And finally today, former Kent MP Anne Widdecombe's going to take on the Crystal Maze for charity. The politician, who used to represent Maidstone and the Weald and is now an MEP for the Brexit Party, will take part in the Stand Up to Cancer version of the show on Channel 4 next Friday. She'll be joined by TOWIE couple Gemma Collins and James Argent, comedian Vic Reeves, who also lives in Kent, and Strictly's AJ Pritchard. That's it for now, but for more news throughout the day, you can head to kentonline.co.uk.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.